Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a household name that's been anything but comfortable for investors lately. We're talking about the Campbell's Company, ticker CPB. This is a comprehensive analysis where we'll cover the business model, the latest earnings, the financial health, a full SWOT breakdown, and of course, what the stock might actually be worth. Let's get into it. Campbell's is a name that's been on kitchen tables for over a century and a half. But in the stock market, it's been a different story. The stock has had a brutal run, down over 30% in the last year alone, and cut in half over the last 5 years. That kind of performance naturally raises a lot of questions. Is this a value trap, or is the pessimism overdone? We're going to find out. So, what is Campbell's today? It's a leading producer and marketer of a wide range of food and beverage products. Think soups, snacks, and beverages. The company operates in the packaged foods industry within the consumer defensive sector. They've got a massive portfolio, but their core strength really lies in three big categories: soups, beverages, and baked snacks. And they've been making moves, like recently completing the acquisition of a 49% interest in La Regina, the company that produces all those Rao's homemade tomato-based products. That's a play to strengthen their premium Italian cooking portfolio. Let's break down the revenue. For fiscal year 2025, the company generated over $10 billion in revenue. The biggest chunk came from baked snacks, which brought in about $4.4 billion. That's a huge part of the business. Beverages followed at just over $3 billion, and then soups at around $2.8 billion. So, while the name is Campbell's Soup, the snack business is actually the largest revenue driver. That's a key thing to remember when thinking about the company's future. Now let's talk about the latest quarter. Campbell's reported its fiscal third quarter earnings, and it was a bit of a mixed bag. They actually beat earnings estimates, coming in at 50 cents per share against the 48 cents that analysts were expecting. But that's down significantly from 73 cents a year ago. That's a big drop. The headlines from the earnings call highlighted inflation risks and a reset in the snack business. Weaker volumes and supply chain costs are pressuring sales and profitability. Management did reaffirm their full-year outlook, which is a positive signal, but the market is clearly focused on the headwinds. Let's look under the hood at the financials. The balance sheet shows total assets of nearly $15 billion, but total liabilities are around $11 billion. That gives them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.74, which is a bit elevated for a consumer staple. They've got a lot of debt on the books. On the income side, gross profit margins are around 29%, and net profit margins are about 6%. That's not terrible, but it's not best in class either. One of the bright spots is free cash flow. They generated over $700 million in free cash flow in fiscal 2025, and consistently over $600 million in recent years. That cash generation is a real strength, and it's what supports that dividend. All right, time for the SWOT analysis. Let's start with the strengths. The biggest one is that consistent free cash flow generation. It gives them financial flexibility and supports the dividend. They also have incredibly strong brand recognition. People know Campbell's, Pepperidge Farm, and Goldfish. Those are powerful assets. Then there are the weaknesses. The most obvious is the declining revenue and earnings trend. The company is facing secular headwinds as consumers shift away from canned soups and processed snacks. The high debt load is another weakness, especially with interest rates where they are. Now for the opportunities. The acquisition of the La Regina stake is a good example. They can expand in the premium Italian sauce market, which is growing. There's also potential to innovate in better-for-you snacks and leverage their distribution network. Finally, the threats. The biggest threat is persistent inflation in input costs like transportation and commodities, which they've had trouble passing on to consumers. Private label competition is also fierce, and if the economy slows down further, that could pressure their volumes even more. Looking at the chart, the performance has been ugly. The stock is down over 20% in the last 6 months, and over 30% in the last year. It's trading near its 52-week lows, and the 5-year performance is a loss of over 50%. The stock is currently sitting around $23, which is a far cry from where it was. the market is clearly pricing in a lot of negativity. Now, for the part everyone wants to know about, the valuation. We ran our batch AI reality check on Campbell's, and here's the setup. Because the company is a mature compounder with a high dividend yield, and analysts have forward estimates, the model that fits best here is a forward PE approach. The confidence in this model is high, but we do have a flag for growth deceleration, which is important to keep in mind. So what does that model spit out? Our market snap fair value estimate comes in around $40. That's significantly above the current price of roughly $23. Now I have to stress this. These are model estimates, not a precise target. They swing heavily if you change assumptions about growth, discount rates, or terminal multiples. But the model is essentially saying there's a big gap between where the stock is trading and what it might be worth under normalized conditions. What drives this valuation? First, the model applies a normalized forward PE of about 13, which is a discount to the historical average of 18, reflecting that deceleration we talked about. Second, the DCF supports a fair value in the mid-30s to mid-40s range. And third, the company's consistent free cash flow generation provides a solid foundation for that value. The implied 5-year CAGR from the current price is roughly 13%, which is a nice potential return, but it all hinges on the company stabilizing its business. So, what's my take on Campbell's? This is a classic deep value situation, but it comes with serious risks. On one hand, the stock is cheap. The valuation model suggests it could have significant upside, maybe 80% or more from current levels if the business turns around. The dividend yield is over 6%, which gives you a nice income stream while you wait, and the company is actively trying to reposition itself with acquisitions like La Regina. On the other hand, the business is clearly struggling. Volumes are down, inflation is squeezing margins, and the snack business is going through a reset. The debt is a concern. If the turnaround takes longer than expected, or if things get worse, the stock could stay depressed for a long time. If you had invested $10,000 5 years ago, it would be worth around $5,000 today. Looking forward, if the company can hit that 13% growth rate, that same $10,000 could be worth around $18,000 in 5 years. But that's a big if. For me, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. It's not for everyone. You need patience and a strong stomach. But for a long-term value investor who believes in the power of the brands and the free cash flow, it might be worth a closer look. What do you think about CPB? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.